Getting back on here with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle and continuing our Southern Marquette County report. And I appreciate you talking bear and grouse and woodcock with us earlier this hour.
Oh, yeah. It's always a pleasure on this cold, windy, rainy day here to be on the show with you guys.
Well, I certainly like the insight and passing it along, and it kind of helps us establish trends out there, which you kind of confirmed all the above. Grouse numbers looking better than we thought. Bears finishing very strong right now, with hunters still filling their tags. And now I'd like to go to the bow hunters, and it sounds like folks are really excited about the deer herd this year. And a lot of hunters are reporting they think they're getting 3.5-year-old bucks, and it turns out they're only 2.5 because their antler growth has been so good. You think that has a lot to do with the acorns in Southern Marquette County as well?
Yeah, I think it has to do with that. Maybe a little bit to do with the milder winters that we've been having, so we're actually starting to see a lot more deer here in the Southern Marquette County. I know a couple years ago, I mean, the fields were just empty. So now you drive around, you're at least seeing deer out in the field. So just the numbers have popped up a lot. I think the archers seems happy. Let's hope for late snow. I know the big thing in the Gwynn area last year was, boy, when that snow came, those deer migrated south early. You know, there was a couple wolves in the area that were really wreaking havoc on them. So, yeah, a lot of the hunters that have been seeing deer all archery season came to be rifle season, and there just were no deer left in the area. So, seems like there's good numbers of deer in the area. With the snow not being down, they're definitely still hanging around. And, yeah, all the acorns. But, yeah, lots of food to forage in the woods for them.
You got lots of supplies there at Gwynn Bait and Tackle for the bow hunters, for the deer hunters?
We got a decent amount. No, if you're looking for any archery accessories, we do have a decent little stock of scents, calls, broadheads, arrow releases. Yeah, you can find a good amount of hunting supplies. We are carrying beets and carrots now. We do have those by the bag. We're not set up for bulk yet, but we've got, you know, the licks. We've got a decent amount of hunting supplies, so stop in and see us.
All right, let's finish up with the fishing. Quickly, any good reports from the Southern Marquette County Gwynn area?
Yeah, we've been getting a few reports. There's not as many fishermen out in the waters right now, at least not stopping into the store, but I am hearing good reports down at the Escanaba River at the Cataracts. Anglers are just fishing off the platform there, getting a few walleye. I'm actually getting some with a few nice size, but seems to be a good little area there later in the season, right before that ice. Walleye start getting more active, people getting some perch out of there. Had a couple anglers out on Little Lake, said the fishing was a bit finicky, but they still got into some nice bluegills. So yeah, there's plenty of fishing opportunities still available. I know it's starting to get cold out there, so I think most anglers are getting ready for the ice fishing season. I know we sure are here at the store.
All right, Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle, thanks for your time, bud.
Pleasure as always. If you're out in the woods and water, be safe.
There's your Southern Marquette County report from Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle right here on the Outdoor Show.